And we are talking about the Community Foundation Sonoma County and Sonoma Land Trust. And Karen Demarest is here. She is the Vice President of Programs for the Community Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
And John McCall is here. He takes care of the land acquisitions for Sonoma Land Trust. John, good to have you here.
Good morning.
There's a collaboration between the two of you that is really great news for our community. Tell us about it, Karen.
Well, we are so honored to be able to make a significant grant to Sonoma Land Trust to help to preserve the open space with Sonoma Developmental Center. And I think I'm going to pass it to John to tell you more about...
Well, let's first say, Karen, how big and fat that check is.
Okay,
to Sonoma
that's a
Land
good
Trust.
Idea, please. Because yeah. That is a big fat one. It's $700,000.
And you tell us where this money came from to be delivered to Sonoma Land Trust.
Right. I mean, I think that's the heart of the story, is that this funding comes from Roland and Hazel Todd, who are no longer with us, but who had such a deep love of Sonoma Valley and such a commitment to preserving open space that they left a gift to the Community Foundation of $8.5 million with the intention of us stewarding those funds in perpetuity to help preserve open space. So, you know, their generosity, their foresight in recognizing that there's going to be a need to preserve open space.
Yeah, no kidding.
Was really, really, you know, we're honored to be stewarding their generosity.
So $700,000 to Sonoma Land Trust. And John, explain to us what land this entails. Because Sonoma Developmental Center is a very, very large area.
Exactly. So it's 1,000 acres. And to try to put that in perspective, if people have driven through the Presidio in San Francisco, it's slightly larger.
Wow.
But it's big. And it goes from Highway 12 all the way up almost to the top of Sonoma Mountain. On the mountainside, you've got redwood forests and lakes. It comes all the way down across Sonoma Creek and goes to Highway 12.
Now, where does this land, does it butt up to Jack London State Park or Sonoma Valley Regional Park?
Both. So people are on, people hike and enjoy SDC right now. It's connected to both those parks, the state park and the county park. And the state has been generous and let people hike on the SDC property, the developmental center property, now for decades.
And we should point out, John, that and Karen, that this is not... this doesn't have anything to do with Eldridge proper, with the developed parts that have been part of Sonoma Developmental Center for decades.
That's right. You have a 200-acre developed campus that was a home for decades since the late 1800s for people with developmental disabilities.
Yeah.
That campus is nestled within the much larger property. So if you've driven through it on Arnold Drive, you might think you're suddenly on a college campus. It's very tranquil and beautiful.
Yeah.
But that's just part of it.
Just the beginning of it. And Karen, the Community Foundation has really become entrenched in Sonoma County. I wonder what it's like to have people come to the foundation and say, in our will, a bequeathment, really, in our will, we would like to take care of our community after we're gone. How lovely is that? What a gift.
It's such a gift, and you know, the structure of the Community Foundation is such as that my job actually is to study the intent of the donors who have said, beyond our lifetime, we are entrusting you to make these decisions.
That's a heavy responsibility, isn't it?
It is a heavy responsibility, but fortunately we have a nonprofit community made up of organizations like Sonoma Land Trust who are doing such fantastic work that it makes our job a lot easier. So John and I and the Sonoma Valley Fund, who is really the affiliate of the Community Foundation that has been doing this work, we've been working on this project and making the decision to make this grant for 3 years.
Wow.
That's the level of research and rigor that we put into making a decision like this. And we do it in partnership. So while John is a grantee and the Sonoma Land Trust is a grantee, this process has been done in partnership.
And John, 1,000 acres, what will be different about that 1,000 acres now that Sonoma Land Trust will be in charge of it?
Well, we won't be in charge of it. What we're lucky enough to be able to do is to steward and use the funding from the Community Foundation to partner with Sonoma County, with county parks, with state parks, and with the Sonoma County Ag and Open Space District to get...
Oh, that's a lot of hands in the pie there, John.
Well, it is, because this is... We need... The land trust can't ultimately own and manage this land.
It
needs to be
stewards.
Added to Jack London and added to the county park.
Uh-huh.
And so our job is to get it in their hands. And the funding from the Todd Trust will help us make sure that it's managed for safety, for public safety. People are hiking on it now. We want people to enjoy it. But we need to take care of the land as well.
So, and now, is this in your stewardship or the county stewardship? Is it in perpetuity?
The great news that accompanied this grant is the state and the county made a deal in the budget, in the state budget this year, that the land, open space land, will be protected and transferred into the park system, and that there will also be housing on the developed campus. Those are two commitments that we have to fulfill now. So the path forward is clear. We get the land transferred into the park system, but that'll take a couple years.
Couple of years, and then of course the planning for any development that takes place in any part of the Sonoma Developmental Center, that's going to take a long time too. Because, you know, it's a shame because there's so many usable buildings out there, and really the one main building right at the main street stoplight there at Eldridge, every time I go by it, I think that should be in about 87 movies,
mm-hmm.
that one building, you know. So hopefully the county will be able to try to figure out what to do with that developed space. But we like undeveloped space, too.
Yes, we do, and sort of the Todds.
Clearly.
Their commitment was to have more trails available for people to hike on and to enjoy nature and to protect the open space around it.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. And it's a partnership, obviously, between the Todds. And maybe they didn't even know it at the time, but they had a general idea of what they wanted to do. And Karen Demarest from Community Foundation in Sonoma County. Karen, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much,
appreciate
Pat.
It. This is very good news. And John McCall is with Sonoma Land Trust. Can't wait to see the fruition of this great gift.
Thank you for letting us talk about this today.
I hope you'll keep us posted, John, on everything that the Sonoma Land Trust has going on here and in the future, okay?
Okay.
That's a deal. And Community Foundation, you already know you're partners of ours. That's just the law.